warehouse here was built when the canal was completed and was used to keep the more valuable goods somewhere safe and out of the weather. It's called the Gothic Warehouse on account of the unusual castellations on its northern end. This ornamentation is thought to be at the request of Richard Arkwright, the industrial pioneer and entrepreneur. At the time, he was himself building a new home at Willesley Castle, and the view from there would have included the canal wharf. Unfortunately, he died before it was completed, and he never got to see it as you do now. Across the canal, you will see a second warehouse, which is now the Arkwright Society's popular Wheatcroft Wharf Café. This was built when the second arm of the canal was constructed, about 10 years after the canal first opened. The water feed from Bonsall Brook also comes in along here, having first passed through Arkwright's mill. If you've visited the mill, you will have seen the complex weir and sluice system in the middle of the mill yard. Now, as you leave the wharf, on the right-hand side, you will see a stone arch in the bank. This is the entrance to a small boathouse that was almost certainly built by Richard Arkwright to house a pleasure boat. And perhaps you'll agree that this is still a great location for a spot of boating.